Welcome. Welcome to Breakthrough Not Down, where we bring real conversations about real struggles and how resilience, purpose, and passion can lead to breakthrough. Today's guest is a rising rapper whose story goes beyond the mic. From personal battles to lyrical breakthroughs, she's using her voice not just to entertain, but to empower. We're talking about life before the stage, how music became a lifeline, and what it means to build something bigger than yourself, even when the odds are stacked against you. Let's get into it. All right, let's welcome If I Must.
Hey, hello, how are you?
I'm good. All right. And so, Infamous, how did your story and love for music begin? Let's start there.
It started at a very young age. My mother kept us in church all the time, so I was around music a lot. And my mom, she was very diverse in music as well. So she had albums ranging from Seal to Duran Duran to Parliament, Ice Cube, Sarah McLachlan, you know. And that's just how my love for music started.
How did it shape who you are? You know, did it give you a voice? You know, who or what shaped your voice as it relates to life and in music?
You know, being musically inclined has helped me become more disciplined. Mm-hmm. It's helped me be disciplined greatly, because there's certain deadlines and that you have to reach when writing a song and performing as well. So you have to be very alert and very aware of what you're doing and how you handle your business, because if you're not disciplined and if you're not aware, then things can go awry.
Mm-hmm. Discipline. That's a key word, huh? Not just in sports, but also when it comes to the entertainment world. What challenges have you overcome along the way?
The biggest challenge that I've overcome is myself. Mm-hmm. It's the inner enemy that really stands in your way. Because, you know, art, everybody wants art, because art is just one of those things, if you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. They may not come by the masses, but, you know, they will come. Mm-hmm. So it's just knowing that, just knowing to trust yourself and to, you know, just to put it out there, mm-hmm. you know, and dance like nobody's watching, you know, mm-hmm. You know, just go for it.
How is your environment, or as you mentioned, your upbringing with your mom and the diverse music and everything, has that helped to shape or influence your lyrics in any kind of way?
In a sense, I love the support from my mom. However, I feel like the support from my family, mm-hmm. it's there. Mm-hmm. But it's lucid, because it's like I've been doing music for so long. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost like the story of Jesus. He had to leave. Mm-hmm. So it's just like I have to leave and, you know, make it for them to be like, oh, okay, you really do music. Because, like, I'm just, you know, I just be walking around the house rapping. Everybody know, and my family, all the cousins, and everybody know that I do music. So when you know, it's not a surprise. It's just like, oh yeah, that's, she always been doing that. You know, it's nothing exciting to them. So
When did you realize music was your breakthrough?
I want to say middle school, because I've always been a writer. Mm-hmm. I've always been an entertainer. The first time I ever decided to write a song, when I was six. I know that sounds crazy, but I was six. Mm-hmm. And it was because of my first lady at my church. And It was a brand new church. We was literally in a closet. You hear me? We were literally in a closet, and we was having choir practice. And the speech that the first lady gave, it was just, and in my little six-year-old body, I was just filled with so much, like I'm about to go do this, because she was just like, you know, we're a church, we're gonna sing God gonna hear us, and I'm just pumped. And she was just like, and I rose my hand, and I was like, if I write a song, would you sing my song? And like, she got to me like knee level, eye to eye, looked me dead in my face, and she said, baby, we will sing every song you write. Every one of them. And that right there made me like, okay, if the Lord is gonna hear it, if God gonna sing it too, then I'm gonna go home and write a song. So that's how it started off. Like, that's how, like, the drive. It was just like, okay, I can do that.
Having that support, and kudos to the church first lady, you know?
Yeah, Sister August. Yes.
And you remember her name, huh?
First Lady August, yes, it was my church. Bethel's Family Missionary Baptist Church. Oh, they are actually they're doing really well. They're on Sandpiper, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it takes like a church leader or teacher, or, you know, and they will stand out in our memories because they it was an impact. So how do you handle pressure, or maybe some self-doubt or comparison as an artist?
You just got to push through. You just got to push through, because it's power in the uncertainty. It's there. You can't stop. Soon as you quit, and as soon as you allow doubt and worry to win, you won't have as much joy as accomplishing, you know, because it'll almost be like survivor's remorse almost. Like, oh man, I made it, but I could have been here. So it's just by, you know, really just celebrating yourself and really knowing, just pushing through the adversities, the bad days, even when you don't want to. And that's discipline. That's discipline.
Are you working on anything right now? Is there anything that you are excited about right now as it relates to your artistry?
Oh yes, I have a mixtape coming out really soon. It's called I Care. It's actually an acronym, ICRR. It stands for I Can Really Rap. And it should showcase my versatility, a lot of fun, a lot of me, a lot of different song structures, as well as, you know, stories. It's real personable, but in a fun way. Also, I just did a mic drop that's coming out on Thursday. And it's called Somewhere in the Hood. And a mic drop essentially is just where you go and you perform like a minute or so, and it's real quick, and you know, people can see your face as a visual effect. So I'm really excited about that. So those are the two things that I'm working on at the moment.
It sounds exciting. You're busy.
Yeah.
So what do you want your legacy to sound like, not just in music but in life?
To love, like that's the only thing that I can think about, is just to love, like, you know, true love, genuine love, you know, not the elastic term that society uses, but true love, you know. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is Peter. In First Peter, you know, and I really think they should have ended the Bible with that verse. Really, if you didn't understand nothing else in the Bible, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. I think that should have been mic drop right there. That should have ended the Bible right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's my motto. I love it. Look, above all, just love each other. Just love.
In life. So if someone is listening right now, is and they're chasing their dreams, but they might feel stuck. They might be going through some pain or some adversity. What would you tell them?
Keep on going, because pain is weakness leaving the body. That's it. Pain is just weakness leaving the body. And once the weakness leaves, you know, that's when you become stronger, you know, just like repairing muscles or repairing bones. Mm-hmm. You know, it hurts. But once it's repaired, baby, it's stronger than what it was. And so now you have better use of it. So make better use of it. So just keep going. Don't stop. I want to hear it. You know, the world wants to hear it. Like, I'm proud of you. Keep going. Keep pushing forward.
Awesome. Yes, admiration. So once again, where can listeners connect with you, you know, to hear your music and follow your journey?
Yeah, guys, you can follow me on all social media platforms at IFIMUSFIMUS. We can connect, DM me, I DM back, follow, I follow back.
All right. So, everyone, I hope you were able to get that information. And thank you for joining Breakthrough Not Down, today's podcast with Infamous. And just know your voice matters and your story could be the spark that someone else needs, because it's all about us breaking through and not down. Have a great day, and I hope you all will subscribe and like this podcast.